If you're sick, God made you sick. God is the one done it. If you're well, God made you well. If you are wounded, God wounded you. If you're healed, God healed you. Who's in control? God. I mean, how many times have we read, I am God and there is no other besides me? Did he say everything he does? Does he create light? Does he create darkness? Does he wound? Does he heal? Does he create peace? Does he kill? Does he make alive? So who's in control? Who do you have to please, young lady? Amen. God. If you please him, guess what he'll do for you? He will bless your socks off, girl. Now, that's what you want, isn't it? Hey, now that's what everybody wants. But you know, we got to hear both sides of this story. We got to know he's a God that will do all these things to us, because if we don't know that and we don't teach them to our children, guess what we do? We go out and do what we want to do. And then we wind up why we get sick and afflicted. We wonder why all these bad things happen to us. Well, let me tell you, every bad thing happens to you for a cause. I want you to look at Proverbs 26:2 right quick. Let's go to Proverbs 26:2. And I want you to listen, look at this. I want you to see what it says. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causes shall not come. Do you know in God's word, he started out in the beginning. The scripture I want, 30... Dave, you know where the Deuteronomy 32, what it is in 32, where he says that today I set before you heaven and earth. You know where that's at? Deuteronomy 32, 31. Let's see. I'm going to read that to you. I set before you heaven and earth. Okay. I think that's where that's at. No, that's not it right there. Yeah, Deuteronomy. Maybe it's Deuteronomy 31 or 32 or something. But I don't remember the verse. 32. What, honey? I set before you today life and death.
It's
32, 39. 32. No, that's not 32, 39. No, we read 32, 39 a while ago. What, somebody? 16? 15. 32, 30 or 32? 30. Okay, Deuteronomy 30, 15. Okay, Dave, 30, 15. Okay, there it is. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Now, who has set this before you? God has. Let's see verse 16 and 17. Let's see what it says. I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil, in that I communicate thee this day to love the Lord, command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, the next verse, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, as you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether you pass us over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. So when God sets this life and death, blessings and curses before us, he give them to us in the word. Now then, every human being on the face of the earth is going to live according to this book, whether you know it or not. Do you know that? I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you're a Hindu. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're nothing. This book is written as an owner's manual for you. And you're going to live it, whether you know it or not. These things are going to happen to you. Either you're going to be obedient and love God and serve him and do what he says, and he's going to bless you, or he's going to curse you. And it don't make no difference who you are. He is no respecter of persons. That's why we have so much sickness and disease all over the world, because there's so many sins. I mean, you look right here in the Metroplex. We got 4 or 5 million people here in the Metroplex. And everywhere you go, They are adding high rises onto their hospitals. Everywhere. The hospitals are full. And then we got a knockdown drag out all over the world with a new health plan that everybody wants to come out with that's going to cost people millions and billions and trillions of dollars, and you still ain't going to be able to get in to see a doctor. I mean, I thought it was so awesome, this whenever the president made that speech just last week, if some of you heard it, he's saying that my health plan will not give the right for illegal aliens to have free doctor worship. And one of the Texas congressmen, South Carolina, he rose up and said, "You're lying." And he was lying, although that congressman called the president's office the next day and told him how sorry he was that he said that verbally. Who was in control of that man's tongue? God was. Was the president lying? Absolutely he was lying. Now that man that said that, he had read that 1,000-plus page article twice. See, you have no idea what congressmen have to go through. But these laws that they're putting out, some people are voting on this stuff with no reading whatsoever. This man had read this thing twice. He knew the president of the United States was lying. Now see, there is something that God says he hates. And you know what one of them are? I hate liars. And if God said I hate liars, I mean, you better work on being a truth teller. You know that? Or you're going to be sick somewhere along the line. Or it's going to kill you. Now, who's in control? God is. How many of you would like to live a good, healthy, blessed life with no sickness and disease and live to be 100? Ooh, wouldn't that be one? No sickness, no nothing. Now see, God put me, he trained me over the years and put me exactly where he wanted me to be. In fact, he told me. He audibly spoke to me one day and said, "Son, I've trained you where I want you to be. I want you to lay down your Southern Baptist information and I want you to start teaching just my word in church." And from that day to this, that's all I've used as my book, is the Word of God. I don't read nobody else's books about the Word of God. I only read the book. Now, I've had people all the time give me books everywhere I go. I've got stacks of them in my office. Stacks of them. "Oh, Thurman, with what you teach, you'll love this." Okay, let me loan this to you. I said, "Forget it. I ain't never going to give it back to you. If you give it to me, it's mine. Either give it to me or don't. I don't want it." And so some of them will at least put their name in it, and I say, "Okay." And I bring them home. Maybe I read a page or two or three or four, and then I put them up in the stack. And I say, "God, I don't care what that man thinks about your word. I want to know what you think about the word." So that's where I get my education, from the Word of God. Now then, I have to only learn what he says, and then I got it. You know, so when you get what he says, he said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed, your children, may live." Now, who set this plan before us? God. "But I don't believe in God." That's okay. The plan, the book, is still there. And you're still going to live by it. You know, "I ain't going to do nothing God says." Okay, yes you are. If you don't do what he says you're going to die young. You're going to be sick and afflicted. And you see them in the hospital all the time. And you go down the street and they're adding stories and stories to their hospital. And I have the best benefit package in the world. Now, they won't let me be president of the United States. Maybe someday. But I'm going to show you the benefit package that I would present, and it's not 1,000 pages long. I'm going to take you to the Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5, and I'm going to show you the best benefit package in history. Psalms 103, verse 1. And this is what it says. "Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." People said, "But I don't believe in God." I said, "Okay, then don't bless him and be sick." Because you have a choice, do we not? Who set this plan before us? God did. Is he going to make it come to pass? Yes, he's going to come to pass. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Now, if you're afraid to go somewhere and say, bless the Lord, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that's what I say. There's a girl after my own heart right over there. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, is that the way we ought to be talking? We walk in someplace, everybody within 5 minutes ought to know we're Christians. There should be no doubt in her. Who's that crazy woman over there? That woman that keeps saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord over there. Woo, that woman must love Jesus, huh? Yeah. See, now that's the way we as a church should be known, right? If we ever get to where we do this, and you know, when you walk up, I think about this woman that I know her personally. She was, when she was a younger woman, she was a great woman of God, and she was passing through Nashville one time. And she said, as I was going through Nashville, I was in a hurry to catch planes. My plane had been late coming in here, and I'm having to run. And she said, I've got to carry this little bag I had, and I'm running. And she said, there's bringing a man down the corridor there in a wheelchair. And she said, all of a sudden, I'm running, and the Lord says, lay hands on that man, and I'll heal him. I thought, God, I ain't got time. I'm going to miss my airplane. She said, what am I talking about? Throws her suitcase down, runs over and says, be healed in the name of Jesus. Picks up her bags and hooks them again. Took her 10 seconds. The next day, she comes back through Nashville. She got there to her meeting. The next day, and there's the newspapers there. Unknown woman lays hands on a man in the hospital, in the hallway, miraculously healed. When God tells us to do something, what should we do? We should do it. We should obey. He's wanting to glorify Himself, and we don't have enough faith to believe God. You know, I mean, how many times has you'd be driving down the road or in a place like that, or you see somebody sick, and a little thought comes to your mind, go over and pray for them. Oh, God, I couldn't do that. Lord, I might look like a fool. Has anybody ever had that happen to you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. When we was out in Hobbs, New Mexico the other day preaching, of course, little Bailey Waldrop, a little girl that was healed back in February, I guess it was, February the 24th down at Brenham, Texas. This little 15-year-old girl had been, she's living in a hyperbolic or whatever you call this chamber, and she's had a reaction to the Gargosil shot, and this little precious little girl's dying. Her joints are all locking up, and she's in gross pain, and she's hurting. She thinks she's dying.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.